keep a red ball on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, April 12th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild ride it is. It's Masters Week. And when I think of golf, when I think of the majors in particular, I think of Tiger Woods, and I can't help but be reminded of Dick Gregory's words on the subject. And it's interesting what's going on now. You know, a guy who's apparently had, you know, more back surgeries than, you know, any 10 people you can find. Seems to be looking great, seems to be playing well. I don't know. Then you learn a little bit more about Dick Gregory, and he wasn't just a crazy guy. He wasn't just a kooky old dude. He was actually pretty intelligent, pretty well-informed. You have to wonder about that. I've always been a Tiger Woods fan. I think a lot of people have been, and I think there are a lot of people believing that he can do it. Anyway, it's just, it's interesting the way that my mind thinks about things like that. You know, I can't help but sort of think about those kinds of issues. So that's, I don't know, it's kind of where we enter today's discussion. You can't really get away from those, you know, I don't know. I think of Solomon, Ecclesiastes, you know, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, I think it's verses 17 and 18 that Solomon says, you know, with much knowledge comes much pain, basically. And just the idea that, and, you know, I think of Mark Twain, and his cynicism, the way the world really works, unfortunately. Why can't a guy who is that talented, you remember when the commercial came out, Tiger Woods bouncing a golf ball on a wedge, and people said, you know, that must be CGI, and that's incredible that they did that. No, that was, he was really doing that. Why can't a guy that's that talented just be left alone to pursue his talent and his passion without the politics? That's unfortunate. But we live in a politically oriented landscape today, and that's the reality of it, unfortunately. So speaking of that, there are some interesting developments, obviously. You know, actually, I think we should play the news clip that I mentioned yesterday from, on the developments in New York in particular. And I appreciate Jim's call, boots on the ground there in New York. Chance said $1,000. I mentioned 500. 500 was actually Rockland County. It is $1,000, that $1,000 fine that people have been threatened with in the announcement that Mayor de Blasio made, actually. So just a little housekeeping there. But there was a, where is that? The little, I think it was it a tweet? You know, Blasio says we don't want to fine anyone. Basically, I mean, obviously not. You know, Bertrand Russell's impact of science on society. Diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age. So if you won't just get the injection on your own, the injunctive measure will, you know, force you to get it. And how far along, how many times do we have to see this kind of stuff before we actually call it what it is? You know, it's coercive, it's manipulative, it's tyrannical, authoritarian, it's un-American. And tell me it's not a propaganda campaign when the backdrop of the press conference and in front of the conference table has that giant catchphrase, "Don't wait, vaccinate." I mean, it's ridiculous. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So, I saw some interesting things. I think I'll start here, and we'll work into the news story. So, yesterday, there were a number of articles. The CDC released its new report on autism spectrum disorder, ASD, actually, yesterday. And I saw the article on Gizmodo. New CDC report shows autism is still on the rise. Autism is still on the rise. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's new report on autism released Thursday offers little good news. It estimates that about one in every 59 children nationwide has the complex developmental disorder, a figure that seems unchanged from its previous estimate a year ago. But for a few reasons, it's likely this is an underestimate. And some reasons are cited, and I won't go through the data and stuff, but basically, you know, so a report collectively looked at 200,000 children, 4-year-old children from 7 states in years 2010, 12, and 14. And this is a point that Del Bigtree has made. So, two things. Dr. Stephanie Seneff is obviously one of the leading researchers in this area, and she says, based on just doing the math, looking at the exponential growth rate, by 2032, one in two children, 80% of boys, will be diagnosed somewhere on the autism spectrum. People want to say, well, that's just because you diagnose better. No, no. No, that's absurd. Because those of us who have had a real life experience don't remember growing up around, you know, one in five children. So just think about what's going on. This is new data that's released. You're not hearing much about it today. But we hear about a sort of non-starter measles epidemic. Just quite doesn't quite rise to the level of the pandemonium that we're hearing, the frenzy. But one in 59 children, somewhere on the autism spectrum, that sounds like an epidemic. But I don't see all of the morning shows and all of the, you know, don't see much, you know. And so the first point is Stephanie Seneff looks at the curve based on the math and the exponential growth rate. She says one and two by 2032. It's probably higher. It's probably more. But one and two based on the math. And then Del Bigtree has a good point. We're always looking back. This data is based on data sets from 2010, 12, and 14. Seven states, only three states, New Jersey, Missouri, and Arizona, had data for all 3 years. And it's also interesting, speaking of that, that one of the things that folks like Del Bigtree have said, that one of the big points that has been made is that New Jersey is probably the most accurate reporting. And in New Jersey, it's 1 in 32 already. So, anyway, back to the article. Only three states, New Jersey, Missouri, and Arizona, had data for all 3 years. So that means that there are gaps in the data, obviously, of the seven states. And that dilutes the data set, so to speak. Anyway, like other estimates, it found that overall national prevalence of autism has increased from 13.4 per thousand children in 2010 to 17.4 per thousand in 2014. That roughly amounts to one in every 59 children. And then you go on, and, you know, there's a lot of, we're not sure, et cetera, et cetera. Something else that will complicate how we talk about the autism rate in the years to come is how it's now diagnosed. Yeah, right. Previously, clinicians relied on the fourth edition of the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual of Mental Disorders, to diagnose a case of autism, but the DSM-5 revised its criteria of autism spectrum disorder. That included doing away with the label of Asperger's disorder, which was considered a milder form of autism, and creating a new diagnosis, social communication disorder. Yeah. That will often be applied to people with Asperger's-like symptoms. Anyway. So we're just supposed to kind of keep an eye on this, you know. And the rate is growing. One in 59 children. Used to be one in many thousands. And, you know, the data fudging usually is based predominantly on a compression of the data set. So if you go back to, say, the 90s and say, we've only really been diagnosing since then, the numbers look a lot flatter. But if you go back to the turn of the 20th century, like some people have pointed out, suddenly you see the exponential growth rate. So that's an interesting development, is it not, in the, in light of what's going on in New York, particularly Rockland County and the Brooklyn neighborhoods. And then there was this story yesterday. Researchers look at the link between gut bacteria and autism. Huh. Gut bacteria and autism. You know, that's funny because I swear I could have... I think I've heard this story before. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was... Oh, yeah, it was 20 years ago. That's what Andrew Wakefield was doing. Because when the mother reached out to him and said, you know, it's interesting, these symptoms that people have with messed up gut bacteria are the same symptoms that my autistic child has. Could you please look into that? And he first dismissed it and said, you know, I think you're barking up the wrong tree. You got the wrong guy. That's not my area of expertise. With a little persistence, he started looking into it on her part, persistence on her part. Next thing you know, lo and behold, looks like there is a connection. You know? But that's all downplayed. Never mind the fact that Big Pharma and CDC are in bed together, and there's been an ongoing effort ever since the moment arose that Andrew Wakefield published his findings. The pharmaceutical cartel has been in damage control mode, and 20 years later they haven't been very successful, because the truth just keeps coming out, whether it's Andrew Wakefield saying there seems to be a connection here, or William Thompson saying the CDC misappropriated data and destroyed a wealth of documentation, or whether it's Merck scientists coming out and saying we were encouraged, actually forced, if we wanted to keep our jobs, to falsify data on the MMR vaccine. Truth just keeps coming out. So medical news today. Researchers look at the link between gut bacteria and autism. And that's basically what Stephanie Seneff's been doing for the last, what, 7 or 8 years? Something like that. I think it's been more than that, actually. New research looks to the gut microbiome to try to address some of the symptoms associated with autism, but this investigation comes with its own set of problems. Yeah, one of the big problems is that you're not building upon research that's already been done 20 years ago. And that's, it wasn't news then, by the way. We just keep forgetting. And this article cites the aforementioned information. Most people with autism receive the diagnosis during childhood, and according to the CDC, around 1 in 59 children receive this diagnosis. Is that not an epidemic? 1 in 59 children. Every 2 classrooms, there's a child. And somewhere on the autism spectrum disorder. And again, based on the New Jersey data, probably 1 in every classroom. Based on what Stephanie Seneff says, won't be long before, and again, Del Bigtree's saying, you know, we're about 10 years behind on the documentation. So at that rate, we're going to get to 1 in 2 diagnosis way before 2032, it sounds like. Or maybe we'll come to our senses like people are trying to do, and we'll do something about this. We keep hearing there's a rise of vaccine hesitancy. And And coincidentally, you know, we have all of this propaganda that came out this year. Same time that the World Health Organization is making their announcement, the Golden Globes are doing their nonsense. What a coincidence. And then Rockland County didn't have an issue until now, even though they are reaching back to October for data. Why didn't they say something when things were actually a problem instead of when only five cases were? There were only five active cases. Doesn't that seem strange? It does to me. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Stuff. We'll push forward here in a second. So the point, you read the story, Medical News Today, autism in the gut microbiome. That's interesting. You know, again, Andrew, that's exactly the work Andrew Wakefield was doing. That's exactly what Stephanie Seneff has been doing over the last few years. That's what a recent Stanford study pointed out. Maybe there's something to this. You know, basically what Andrew Wakefield said 20 years ago. This study is at ASU, I believe, Arizona State University. Anyway, the article concludes with these words. There's a lot of, you know, it's mysterious, even though we'll play the video from iHealthTube.com. It's a YouTube video titled, "This is the best explanation of the vaccine autism connection I've ever heard." It's Stephanie Seneff. It's 8 minutes. We'll play that in the next segment, but we'll get back to this. For now, let's go to the phones. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Brian.
Let's see. Steve Jobs has a quote, and I asked if you remembered it at one time, but I don't have it written down right in front of me, but basically I kind of like it, because especially after Jordan Peterson's winding up the show yesterday, the only people who have changed the world are the ones crazy enough to think they as individuals can. So put that up against Jim Lee's favorite quote by Margaret Mead, married three times, but her favorite husband was Gregory Bates and of the Macy, and that one being a group of committed individuals are the only ones that have ever changed the world. So we have two different viewpoints, and I think after listening to Lark yesterday, you would know which one of those quotes are closer to his outlook on the world.
And, you know, I would throw in the other of those ilk, you know, quotes like George Bernard Shaw from Man and Superman, you know, the unreasonable man quote.
I can look it up. I'm not familiar with it.
But the quote is, it's sort of basically from Man and Superman. He wrote, "The reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable one persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man."
Excellent. So, as to Jenna and Brian and their amazing efforts to do something about the excavation below an outhouse, that would be my way of describing the world that I don't want. Well,
that's a quote, unfortunately, that applies with force, I think. That was you're making the point that I was making at the outset of today's broadcast. Absolutely, unfortunately.
I'm trying to help with your broadcast, trying to talk about things that you are talking about and help with that effort.
Yeah.
As to you know, Jenna and Brian making their effort, we're commenting on this Adam Green's interview recently. He and Christopher John Birkins, and I'm mispronouncing the latter gentleman's name, but they're complaining about their videos being censored, and we're getting limited access to information. And what Jenna is commenting is, you know, you were warned that community standards on video, you should look into this word, but you didn't, and now you're complaining. So do you want to hold me over?
Yeah, absolutely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, April 12th, 2019. We're on the phones. We have Brian on the line. Go ahead, Brian.
So I don't know if you got a chance to listen to Lark's recommended 2013.
Not yet.
Communitarianism was the title of the discussion. You're having Michael Shaw on. Lark calls up. The host says, "What are you calling our local radio station for?" And, you know, kind of trying to say go away, which is a response I'm really used to.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, I mean, trying to comment on blatherings on these YouTubes. And, yeah, they pull them. They don't want to hear this, and it's just, it seems like Lark had created these people that called in. They are in some way networked to him. He lets them know this is going to be discussed, the Agenda 21 nightmare, no property rights, farming is going to be obsolete. They call in at Lark's networking efforts, and I feel like we're making some progress. Now we have a problem. There is some knowledge being exchanged. Enter yesterday with Jordan Peterson, some guy we didn't even hear of till 2 years ago. Now he's going to say, well, when the group of brainwashed college students ask and inquire of him, what are we going to do about something like climate change? How is cleaning our own room going to fix that as individuals?
Don't we need comments? Yeah.
Okay, so I think I'm kind of saying I think Jordan has been presented to fill the void that somebody like Lark, Nikki, a half dozen other people that are saying, well, wait a minute, I don't want to be part of a group. I can't control everybody that lives on my street, but I don't call it my neighborhood because these people have all these different viewpoints. I am not part of a community. I live on a street. There's other people there. I happen to know what they think and who they are, but I am not part of their neighborhood.
Yeah.
It just becomes the people that live on my street will work. The information exchange, Chris, is what I'm very interested in. Why we still have the brain functioning that Martin Paul says we might have 5 years left. Why we can still put a thought in a sentence and make it clear. He is linking autism to electromagnetics. So even if we stopped vaccines, we're still going to be zapped.
Right.
And I wanted to just mention that. So,
which is why I'm
go ahead.
Trying
go ahead.
To create. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to. I hate to even say this. I'm not trying to adopt bad guy, tactics or techniques. That's not what I'm saying. But to create some awareness by saying the four horsemen of the health apocalypse, GMO. Glyphosate vaccines and dirty power, those things, the research that I've looked at, the evidence seems to indicate that individually they're harmful and together they really conspire, they catalyze one another in certain ways. And that's, that's particularly bad. And we don't hear any talk about that. Individually a problem, together, you hear very little. You hear Stephanie Seneff talking about that, particularly with glyphosate, GMO, and vaccines. But there's more. Anyway.
An excellent point, Chris. And this is why I feel like your radio show is so crucially important to communicate. And Mer Bailey one time commented on your chat. Brian, you just said that Dr. Paul is talking about she corrected me, it's omnicide. It's plants, it's animals and humans.
Yeah.
Genocide, I guess, was the word I was. Anyway, so it's a huge amount of different variables, but I think your radio station, the fact that you've one of the few people that have any interest in communitarianism, that some sort of a dialogue created that we could make some headway. There's this very left-leaning, progressive-sided chucklehead down in California who's got a food chain radio. He interviewed Jenna a while back. Anyway, he sent us a couple of ranchers. They happen to both be women from Montana, and it's a 45-minute talking about their lifestyle and their business, and they
I'm recoiling
do
in
not
horror
pardon
in
me
anticipation. I said I'm recoiling in horror in anticipation. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, it's great. Like Lark says, there's nothing like a woman in a pair of boots. I like women that can fill that, you know, throw that stereotype out and go jump on the horse. I love that. But it seems to me like they really missed the mark on, you know, you are extracting things from the soil and you're putting it into a cow and cattle, and they send them off to the feedlots in the fall to be fattened up. And, you know, they kind of discuss climate change, that, yeah, we're trying to alter our behavior so that we are, and, you know, like Jenna says, look, Brian, the United Nations Agenda 21 is stating they are after regenerative agriculture. So these two ladies are, you know, they've read up on it. They want to fill that bill, but at the same time, they are extracting minerals and not replacing anything. Jenna and I are advocating that somebody look into something like taking wood debris, mixing it with something like a compost, all available, and putting this pyrolyzed wood debris into the ground for 700 years. You get a great big attaboy award from the climate changers because you're sequestering for 700 years. Yeah. But it's just really a head-scratcher. Why is there nobody willing to make some forward progress? Lots of bickering back and forth with your suit and tie on at the legislature. Nothing happens. I know this, you know, guy, he's 60, I bet. He's a businessman. He's got his complete facility, a factory that is sitting there idle because he can't find a market for this stuff. And meanwhile, $57 million goes to wildfire prevention. It's somebody needing to make some kind of alteration of what we are doing, because this big forestry, big ag, is it appears to me, as it's got some really serious negative attributes. Huge tractors and go stomping off through the woods in these big machines compacting. And we have to solve, how are we going to extract material that will burn up anyway, turn it into something useful, and put it back into the soil, not just spewed over the top of the soil, but actually incorporate it with minerals in it. In other words, making composting, manured slurry, put it into the charcoal, put it back into the ground, not just thrown out. This huge dilemma is one that I would love to see encouraged. I think this Jim Brown fella, Jenna will put up the interview of him and his facility, pretty excellent interview on the chat, which, by the way, you type in www.roadwarriorradio.chatango.com. Anyway, really appreciate your letting me blather on it. Yeah, I got to get through the whole weekend without Chris, and any hope of we're going to make some positive direction here, and you're giving me the floor, and I'm appreciative.
Well, it's you know, it's a difficult situation. You know, we are not just pressed up against, you know, dire straits, I think, but that, you know, the panic of it is fomented by the media, so it's sensationalized. It's bad. It's bad enough without the sensationalism. There are, you know, any number of things we could point to. But then, you know, there's the sort of color revolutionary undertones of things in the orchestrated deconstruction of Western civilization, I'd say, in Toynbee-esque fashion. And so all of that's happening, and there's this sense of urgency because of things that have been put in place for, say, 100, 150 years. Now we're really bumping up against those dire straits that have been imposed on the common folk, if you will. And so, you know, all of these forces sort of combine, and then there's that, you know, the Balkanization and, you know, trying to foment viciousness among people. And so you have the decline of morality and virtue I talk about all the time, and, you know, the rise of viciousness, the rise of the nihilistic, atheistic tendencies, and all of this in this stew sort of combines to, I would say, goad and antagonize our cynicism and makes it really easy to see why we all end up nipping at each other. One of the challenges, biggest challenges, I think, is, you know, if we're going to set aside the dispensational conversations, so to speak, and just say we have a job to do, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a responsibility or an obligation, not in old school bad guy terms, but, you know, to one another, to ourselves, to one another, to posterity, and we have work to do, then it's difficult to remind ourselves that we didn't get here overnight. We didn't get here in a 20-second news cycle or a 24, 48-hour news cycle. And in addition to that, you think about, like, big examples in history of shifts, big shifts. Patton is one of those, George Patton. I was actually revisiting the Patton papers last night, and so just thinking about how, you know, someone as larger than life as George Patton was, and how he could rise to the level he did, and then come to a realization that what we're being fed, and I don't think that he, you know, I think if he could have talked to John Spivak a little bit earlier, maybe things would have gone very differently. But for someone to, you know, of that stature, to really sort of come to their senses, it's possible. You know, Alison Weir talks about Dorothy Thompson. That's another monumental example, a woman who's the most influential woman in the country, second only to the second or to the first lady. That's incredible. And for her, Dorothy Thompson, to say, you know, it seems like Zionism is a recipe for perpetual war. And she says it publicly. I mean, that's a bold statement. So to maintain a measure of grace for one another, man, it's so difficult. Especially, you know, you don't want to end up as cynical as someone like Brennan O'Connell sounds. But, you know, if we're to take everything at face value, one could certainly understand why he would be that cynical and irascible, you know.
Well, if Brendan O'Connell is on the up and up and he's not working for the bad guys, we don't know who is and isn't. I had to say, oh, Jordan Peterson fills the slot that Lark created. I think we need to really, even to start talking Zionism, it was this No More News Adam Green guy interviewing two Israeli news. It's a couple. They're U.S. citizens. They lived in Israel, had a news broadcasting. They have gone from pro-Zionist and very religious. Now they're pointing out, oh, the religious aspects of this and are reptilian. So again, it's news broadcasting, filling a void. Let's go chase the snake people.
Right. Right. Stick around. Stick around. We'll finish that thought when we come back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Have some thoughts, but before I do, go ahead, Brian. You were sort of
okay. Well, these two ranchers never mention the Wildlands Project. You do, Chris. The grizzly bear. We have wolves in western Washington. They're tracking them with radio collars. Cougars completely misbehaving. Mothers pulling the jaws off their four-year-old's arm in the front yard.
Yeah.
This stuff needs to be discussed. We can use this technology at the current time, LARC networking with these people, calling up Santa Cruz Radio. The host is saying, "What are you calling my show for?" Well, I'm using the available technology to get my people together to combat what is going on, but I'd flush it all down the toilet in a heartbeat. Got lots of things to do. We can change the world by example. If some kids could see, you know, how strong Jenna is in the middle of winter because she gets out and low impact, jump up and down on the little tractor and hook up this gizmo, and we're able to do all these projects, not with a wheelbarrow and a shovel. There's the wheel, and we have use, you know, we have the ability to use this stuff. Here's this Port Blakely tree farm, manages 150,000 acres of timber in Washington, Oregon. I'm talking to him. He's saying, "Brian, what are you doing today?" I said, "Oh, I'm showing Jenna how to put a point rotor and cap and rotor on a 50s forklift. We diagnosed it as shot. She doesn't know how to do it. We're going to get the dental picks and the multimeter and the emery cloth, and Jenna's going to turn that key when she gets done, and it's going to go boom, boom." And he just said to me, "Brian, I am so envious. It rained 3 inches in the last 48 hours. I'm in a mud hole. I have a bunch of people complaining to me. You know, I'm in the hot seat. Everybody's mad at me. And what are you doing? You've got a rain cover over a forklift, and you're dealing with it." I think through this kind of example, we could turn this shebang around, but it really is going to involve your giving us a little bit of a medium to bring it about.
Well, I hope to foster further dialogue and along those lines. I have some comments, I have some thoughts, and we'll talk more when we come back. Second hour coming up, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.